On this Saturday morning, during our outdoor living hour, we have Jay Harper, Master Gardener, all around jack of all trades. We've got tree questions on the line, we've got hibiscus questions on the line, we've got lawn questions on the line, and we're joined by the athletic field manager of ASU, Brian Johnson, as well. Had a fun hour talking about what it takes to get the ASU Stadium ready for game day and all the different adventures that job's taken you. Joined us to talk turf this hour as well. Let's get right to them. We have Ryan and Anthem next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Ryan, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Well, I bought some 5-gallon hibiscus plants, and I'm worried they're not going to survive. I put them in a raised garden, and I'm not quite sure how much I should water them, because after just 2 days, some of the leaves started yellowing, dropping. The flowers really aren't opening, and I'm curious if that's just part of it transitioning out of the pot into where I planted it, or if I'm giving it too little, too much water.
Well, you know, the thing with any plant, and hibiscus probably especially, is they were probably raised in a greenhouse. Depending on how long they'd been sitting in the nursery, it might not have been that well acclimated. You planted a couple of days ago, so it's cooling off, and the temperatures are going to start helping you now. But you shouldn't worry too much about a yellow leaf here and there on hibiscus. Just make sure you don't overwater it. Give it a good watering. As you're planting it, even run the water kind of as you're filling the hole in. The water will help settle the soil as it's filling in. And then, you know, keep it pretty wet that first day or two. I don't think you could overwater it. But now that it's been in a couple of days, you want to start let it gradually drying out. Not to the point that the hibiscus is wilting, but you know, maybe a couple of days and then water it, and then maybe go 3 or 4 days and then water it. But when you do water it, make sure you give it a good enough watering that you're getting the water all the way down past the root ball. So not just a couple of minutes, or not just spritzing it, you know, out there, just squirting it like you're hosing the sidewalk off. Let the hose run good, or the drippers, or however you're watering it, run long enough that you give it a good soaking. It's not uncommon for flowers that are buds that are on there to fall off or not open up as new planting. And of course, hibiscus flowers only last a day or two anyway. So I wouldn't be too concerned.
We appreciate the call. 1-888-767-4348. All lines are full as we take a call. It's a good opportunity for you to get on the line. We're going to skip Char. The radio is on in the background. Let's go to Mark. We'll come back to you, Char. Don't worry. Mark in Mesa wants to talk about replacing a Santa Ana lawn. Do I have that right, Mark?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I have a 28-year-old Santa Ana lawn that I've just been thinking about getting rid of and putting in a different type of Bermuda. One question is, am I crazy? And two, if not, what would be the best process?
Are you happy with your lawn? Is there something particular with the Santa Ana that you don't like?
You know, I liked it in the beginning, but now I'm having trouble. It's getting a little bit patchy. It seems to really accumulate thatch. And I have my sprinkler system all set really well, and I thatch it, I've aerated, but the lawn just seems like it's running its course.
Well, you know, when Santa Ana first came out, I'm going to say in the early 80s maybe, it's probably the prettiest green, I think, of all of the Bermudas. It's a beautiful grass, but it is very thatchy, very thick, grows very fast. We had a lot of trouble with it, people not being able to mow it frequently enough, and you'd get that brown scalding or, you know, burning because you'd mow it too short every time you mowed it because it had grown too much. And it did develop a lot of thatch. But it's your call. I think, you know, I mean, 28 years is pretty good value out of something. So I think there are better hybrids out there than Santa Ana anymore. I don't even know if Santa Ana is available anymore.
How would you transition Bermuda when people call and say, I want to get rid of my Bermuda grass? You know, it seems like it's a very labor-intensive process to get that root structure out. Could you just put a different Bermuda in and hope it takes over? Would he have to do a complete kill-off and then reseed?
Yeah, you'd probably have to spray that and then sod cut it out and then put a new variety in. And there are other varieties for a homeowner, mid-iron, or they call it easy turf, that don't require as much mowing, and you can cut them very easily with a rotary mower that most homeowners have. It's a lot of work, so but if you want to enjoy your lawn, maybe it's time for a switch.
Now I've got a curious question. You take care of how many square feet is a football field? 100 yards by 100?
2 acres.
2 acres. Mm-hmm. How much lawn's at your home?
I don't have any grass.
Busted!
Yeah, I leave it at work. Yeah.